So today you don't have to go so far, maybe.
No, you don't. You don't.
It still takes you as long to get there as it did.
Well, it's like
when we went to Atlanta, though.
Like somebody said not long ago, said I can remember Ross took just a little old 2-lane winding road all the way to Atlanta. He said, "Hell, it'd take you an hour to go to Atlanta." And I said, "It still does. You've been on 400 lately. You're backed up on 400. It'd take you an hour."
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what progress is. Sometimes, you know, there's so much progress where bogged down. And you know, people say, well, you know, what caused Roswell to grow? And I said, well, I-285 and 400 is the big reason. Because I can remember getting on I-285 and traveling it a good bit, and you'd hardly ever see a car. Number one, they didn't know where the roads went. And number two, all the businesses were down in Atlanta that started moving up on the peripheral of I-285. And then you started, you know, 400 coming up here. We said, what politician is getting this road run to his house? Because who the hell is going to ever use Georgia 400? Is history, as they say. But you know, it's just hard to have that much foresight to see that that many people well go from 2,000 to 82,000. Who saw it? Who knew? Is a you know. But that's what brought it. I-285 and 400.
We about out of.
Yeah, we're about
to. Okay. Well, let's quit on that one, and if you'll push that.